You know, some of God's most impressive artwork is under the water or under the ground. I was reminded of God's extravagant beauty when our family toured some caverns. And you know, there were a few touches from man there, walkways, lights, but all that did was help us see this rare beauty of soaring stalagmites and underground canyons and rock formations of every conceivable texture and shape. For me, the highlight was this little pond called Mirror Lake. It was only about 6 inches deep, the guide said, and really fooled us because it looks like it's really deep. And as you look into the glass-like pond, you see a vast assortment of rock formations, big, small, and they appear to be under the water. Notice I said they appear to be? They're all actually on the ceiling of the cave, above the lake. And that's hard to believe because it sure looks like they're in the lake. Well, the beauty in that lake is really just a reflection of the beauty above it. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about only a reflection. So our word for today from the Word of God, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. By the way, it's about reflected beauty. And we, who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory, are being transformed into His likeness with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. Now this refers back, if you read the rest of this chapter, to the time when Moses came down from Mount Sinai after being in the personal presence of the Lord. And the Bible says his face was radiant because he had spoken with the Lord. That's from Exodus 34. The glow was on Moses. It wasn't from Moses, but it sure was on him. He'd spent time with the Lord, and as a result, he began to reflect the Lord's glory, and he didn't even realize it. Well, Mirror Lake, in that little cavern, has little beauty of its own. It's just an underground puddle, really. But it reflects the beauty of what's above it. And that's what makes it come to life. That could be you. If you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, and if you're spending time with Him, time where you let Him, as this passage says, transform you, making you more like Him. It's possible for an ordinary human being like you or me to have an extraordinary impact on someone's life because you do a good job displaying Jesus to them. Here are some important reminders if you want to be one of God's mirrors. First of all, you got to be with Jesus daily. And when you're with Him, you make the purpose of that time with Him to let Him change you. To say, Lord, how can you make me a little more like you today? Secondly, be confident because of who you represent. You don't have to focus on your appearance or your ability, your limitations, what kind of impression you're making. If you focus on the incredible Savior you're trying to display, it's about Him. It's not about you. Thirdly, be committed to leaving people focused on Jesus, not yourself. You want them thinking about you? Or do you want them thinking about your Jesus? You want them thinking about the puddle? Or the beauty that the puddle reflects? And then finally, be tough on any self-glorifying thoughts. If you find yourself saying, aren't I something after something good happens? You're on the way down. You need to say, Lord, aren't you something? You're nothing, see? Neither am I. But He makes you and He makes me something as we reflect Him. There's an old hymn that says, may His beauty rest upon me as I seek the lost to win. And may they forget the channel, seeing only Him. So, Mirror Lake person, don't be too impressed with yourself. Don't promote yourself. Don't be too impressed with other people, or you'll be intimidated right out of showing them Jesus. Just be impressed with the glory of Jesus above you, and then He wants to show it to everyone else through you.
Thanks, Ron. Please pray for the construction of the On Eagle's Wings Leadership Center. This is a brand new facility where young Native men and women will grow to become leaders for their people. To find out more about the ministry of On Eagle's Wings and the new Leadership Center, visit our website, hutchcraft.com.